Blog Talk Radio.
Convention in North Carolina. I better get my things right. Among the interesting birthdays today, I was the guy who is the father of American architecture, Louis Henri Sullivan. He built quite a few buildings, designed them, beautiful pieces of architecture that still resonate today for their beauty, their creativity, and their sturdiness. And I think he built a building in Chicago, designed a couple of buildings there and around the country. He was born in 1856. The guy who started the Canada's new Democratic Party, Andrew Breuil, Breuil was born today in 1907. And they're kind of left of the Liberal Party, more extreme in their views, I would say. A black soprano who didn't get the credit that she deserved, Dorothy Maynor, born this day. Alan Ladd, he died early, quite a great actor. I remember him in Shane. And then remember What's My Line? Kitty Carlisle, with her distinctive New York voice. Irene Pappas, who had the classic Greek woman tragedy face. See her in Z, which was about the Lambrakis case in Greece, which at that time in the 60s was having an upheaval. The king had pled, King Constantine had pled, and the governments, the leftist government, couldn't control things. Then they had this deputy named Lambrakis was assassinated, and Costa Gavras did a film based on that called Z. And then the Greek colonels took over, and many of the leftists and anybody who was a political opponent was put in prison or jail. Irene Pappas also starred in Electra, a great film, and also a film about this guy's a New York Times writer, he was. She was picked, his mother was picked up by the communists during that communist insurgency after World War II in Greece, and she was horribly tortured, burned her feet, and she tried to save her children, and they escaped. One later became a New York Times writer, or newsman, journalist, wrote a famous book which became a movie, and Irene Pappas starred in that film. Mitzi Gamer, who was in South Pacific, she didn't sing. Marnie Nixon, I did the singing for her. And then those of you who like the Sheen family, or who's also they're half ethnically Spanish. And Emilio Estevez is Charlie Sheen's brother. Charlie Sheen was born today. Among the deaths, this is one of the longest lived English kings, James I, who was the son of Mary, Queen of Scots. James I succeeded Elizabeth, and he was a closet Catholic, supposedly. He died at 92. That's a long, long time. And he had some gay lovers. The opposite of him was Oliver Cromwell, known as the Great Commoner, near his film starring Richard Harris. And Cromwell was hated by the Irish because of the horrible abuse that he inflicted upon Catholics in Ireland, destroying their houses, their castles, killing many of them. He was the head of the Puritans, at least their military. But his most famous statement was when he went into Parliament, which was so corrupt, he made the comment, "You have sat there too long. Go, go, I pray you." And also, "You guys couldn't operate a proper whorehouse." I don't know what that is. Ho Chi Minh died today, the father of Vietnam. Also, Vince Lombardi of the Green Bay Packers. Artie Funer, who was connected to the Steve Nery case. He was his basketball assistant coach. He was a trainer for Vince Lombardi and also for Frank Leahy at Notre Dame University. Great World War II film propagandist who was on our side, Frank Capra, died today. Among the events, Richard I was crowned and Richard the Lionhearted in Westminster. In 1783, we had the Treaty of Paris, which ended the Revolutionary War, or which the English considered the Revolt. In 1826, the USS Vincennes was the first ship to circumnavigate the globe. It's an American ship, remember that. That's a problem. And then in 1833, the first daily newspaper, the New York Sun, started to publish. I don't know when they stopped publishing. In 1918, there was a riot or something happened in Houston, Texas, and five soldiers were hung. and then in 1925, and this is depicted in the movie about General Billy Mitchell. The Shenandoah was a dirigible that U.S. Navy used. They were flying various dirigibles around the country. And this one was not fit to fly. It was struck by lightning and crashed in Ohio. Whoops, I don't know. Oh boy, I don't know what this problem is, folks. Okay. And then also today we had the other events. War declared in Germany on this date in 1939. Britain declared war on Nazi Germany. France joined them. Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Canada, all the Commonwealth countries. 1940, we had the first demonstration of high-definition HD TV. Can you believe it? And also the Nazis, we have one of their videos. They had developed TV programs during Hitler's time. Then in 1940, we had the Lend-Lease program where FDR negotiated a deal with Churchill to give them 50 destroyers in return for leases for Navy bases in Newfoundland. In 1964, if you like the wilderness, you can thank LBJ, who we will get to in a minute, and he signed the Wilderness Act to try to preserve what's left of the wilderness. Then in 1978, the first John Paul, who was Pope, John Paul I, was crowned Pope, and then he lasted, I think, less than 2 months, and it is said that it's claimed that he was assassinated because he wanted to audit the Vatican Bank, which was mired in scandals. Since we're talking about the Democratic Convention, Lyndon Johnson in 1968, and I remember because I covered this that convention, suggested to Hubert Humphrey, who he designated to run for the Democratic nomination for president. He suggested to Humphrey that he select this man, and this is why he said he did that. I'm going to play this in a second. We've got this problem. We were supposed to do it last week.
He answers Vietnam with that empty sleeve. He answers your problems with Nixon with that empty sleeve. He has that brown face.
Now, he was talking about Senator Daniel Inouye, who had lost an arm. He was part of the famous Nisei American Regiment, which these guys were horribly discriminated against their families, and they were sent to the concentration camps, and also Italians and Germans. A lot of people don't know that fact, that there were Germans who were considered dangerous illegal aliens, whether they were American citizens or not. And some Italians also were sent to concentration camps. They did it in Canada as well with Japanese. But they did, ironically, it didn't do it in Hawaii. Anyway, Daniel Inouye is a young man, and he joined the 442nd, the most decorated division in the American Army in World War II. He lost an arm in Italy. And LBJ was trying to deal with Nixon, who said who was going to end the war in Vietnam, which he eventually did, but we still have problems out there. And Hubert Humphrey was looking for a vice presidential running mate. And Lyndon Johnson suggested Inouye, that's who he's talking about, this, with the brown face and one arm, and that would mute Nixon's criticism of LBJ's handling of the war, and he wouldn't, and that he stopped the bombing. We'll play that one more time because it's a very short interview, but it's very relevant because we have the Democratic Convention, which is presumably going to renominate Mr. O for the to continue to occupy that chair in the White House. That chair suddenly appeared after Clint Eastwood's speaking to the empty chair speech. And, of course, Joe Biden, who some people thought he should have been dumped. Vice presidential candidates, vice presidents who have served one term, and if their boss, the president, wants to run for a second term, James Polk was one of those who didn't. And I don't. So sometimes they dump their vice president, like Lincoln dumped Hannibal Hamlin and put Andrew Johnson, who was a general who helped kept Tennessee in the Union, because there were a lot of Confederate sympathizers. Harry Truman didn't have a vice president. He succeeded FDR, and he chose Alvin Barkley. And Barkley didn't get the nomination or didn't want to run for president in 1952 against Eisenhower and Nixon. So he ran, I think he ran for the Senate and won, went back to Congress, and he didn't last, I think he lasted a couple of months. But we'll play this one more time because it's very important.
He answers Vietnam with that empty sleeve. He answers your problems with Nixon with that empty sleeve. He has that brown face.
So that's where LBJ, and maybe if Humphrey had put Inouye on the ticket, it could very well have been a very close election. I do remember it. And, of course, all the vote fraud the Democrats usually do, and they're not the only ones. Republicans have done it, too. Could not get Humphrey over the hump, no pun intended. Now, this was Humphrey's reply, why he didn't follow LBJ's advice. I think we have it here. I thought I had it. Let me see. We've got so many here, and we've got to cut some of these down. President, presidents, presidents. Here we go. Here we go. And Humphrey decided, here we go again. Play this again because there's a message to the Democrats with this gay marriage platform and some of the other radical, extremely radical ideas. Now, what LBJ, he got a response from Humphrey, that Humphrey was too conservative, and he was one of the flaming liberals in the U.S. Senate and in the LBJ administration. But he says, oh, conservative Humphrey. So it just shows you that, illustrates that the liberals can be conservative on race issues and other issues as well. Play it one more time.
I'm telling him what our position is, as Commander-in-Chief, that I'm not about to stop this bombing unless they arrest me. And I take my power away from me, because I've got some of my own right there, and I'm not going to shoot them in the heart.
Right.
Not for a bunch of damn draft dogs.
I'm sorry, let you down a little.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. It's a lot of other folks, but not you. It is our own people and the party that created all the problems.
Well, this may be a foretaste of what's to come with his Democratic convention in North Carolina. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Now, among the since this is Labor Day, and people that I'm going to interview, he is a descendant of one of the founders of the American labor movement. He doesn't want me to use his name because he's working in a non-union shop because he couldn't get another job doing what he likes to do, and that's teach. He has a degree from one of the California universities. But there are a lot of problems with the labor movement is still going through labor pains, and they have been sold out by some of their leaders. We used to criticize the Teamsters and Frank Fitzsimmons, Jimmy Hoffa for allegedly being involved with the mafia. Frank Fitzsimmons, who succeeded him and kept Jimmy Hoffa out, who embraced Nixon, if you remember, those of us who remember that, and some of the other things that the Teamsters and other, and then, of course, the Central States Pension Fund, which was ripped off by a lawyer, who later was walking out, I think, a restaurant or city hall, and he got blown away, which goes to show you that the lawyers can be corrupt, and some of them are very corrupt and incompetent. Now, here's a labor case that is not talked about, but it affects it affected the longshoremen back in the 30s. There were problems, and you can see the picture. One of the how longshoremen on the San Francisco waterfront were abused, and a cop was killed, and three longshoremen were falsely accused of being involved in this murder. And they were railroaded in the San Francisco courts, district courts, and the case, well, went up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they lost up there. But it just goes to show you what Eric Hopper was talking about, that the people, Eric is dead, these longshoremen and other union people have got to get their act together. Now, people are upset, or at least we hear the palace, meaning Buckingham Palace, the Windsors, Queen Elizabeth's family, are upset at Prince Harry's naked antics in a Las Vegas hotel, which were captured on somebody's cell phone or cell phones or video cams. It just goes to show you that the whole newspaper industry has changed in reporting of news. It started with Rodney King and that guy with the VHS video camera, which captured the beating of Rodney King. And, of course, he was on drugs. Don't forget that. But had at that time, had there been no ability for civilians to use camcorders or small cameras and small video cameras, considering how conservative the LA Times was, that story probably would have never been reported. The same thing has happened with a lot of news today, what's going on in the political ferment in the Middle East. The people, these kids who have cell phones, camcorders, and they're able to upload this stuff. The print establishment, what I call the corporate press, can no longer censor and get away with covering up news or blocking or what I call lying and distorting news, because these cameras are so cheap and the ability to upload this stuff on the World Wide Web have changed the whole report of news and information. So it's all changed, guys. And, of course, even Prince can't take a pee in private. Harry's older brother, one of the heirs apparent, was at a polo game, and he decided to go over bushes to take a pee. And here's some homosexual paparazzi captured him taking a pee. I mean, the guy didn't even have, you know, no right to privacy, you know, taking a pee. And so even a prince can't take a pee in private. And other royalty and famous people have been videotaped or camcordered by these video voyeurs. So this has got to stop. It's disgusting. And also, we'll be back Wednesday, and we, among the other things, we are planning an interview with Patrick Butler, who's been a real journalist in Cook County for about 50 years. He's covered a lot of politicians, presidents, and he's been abroad. And so he'll be updating us on the most interesting politics in the United States, and those are the politics in Illinois, especially Cook County. But, of course, things go on in Springfield, too. We're going to end early because I had planned a Labor Day meeting, and it's our politics. Our time frame is a little short, so we're going to end right now with the usual thing. We'll be back Wednesday, the regular time at 4 p.m. So have a happy Labor Day, what's left of it.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say, neither one. I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick. Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrade.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Break your mind.
I'll fold.
I'll fold.
Well, we'll be back, and we're not going to fold. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Good night. And we're ending a little bit early because of the Labor Day.